This is my comfort in my affliction, that your word has revived me. That's in Psalm 119:50. Lord, I miss you terribly, and I feel so lost. Jesus began, Beloved Claire, I am with you, here and now in this place, in this time. They have spoken many curses over you of failure, abandonment, confusion, laziness, and uselessness, but I will lift them from you. All the thoughts you are having come from demons, all of them, Claire. They are dark because they come from the Dark One. But I am the light, and he who trusts in me shall never be put to shame. You are greatly hated in the kingdom of evil ones, greatly hated. You call a spade a spade. They hate you for that, and for your bridal message. You are not alone. You are surrounded by angels, and the evil ones are only permitted to threaten you and darken your light. They have very little power over you. If you use your weapons and stay the course, stand up and fight if you want to gain and maintain the victory. You can do this. You are fully equipped. Lord, is there something else I can do to get rid of this darkness? When I said this, I saw spider webs. Angels came and cleaned them. I also saw fire. I am beginning to feel better. Jesus continued, Those webs are made up of thousands of thoughts of things you haven't done that need to be done, as well as past failures, future threats. Everything that causes you anxiety is woven into those web blankets. You know when you feel overwhelmed because you get a sudden picture of all that needs to be done and your total inadequacy to do it? That's how Satan depresses people with overwhelm, and you feel impotent in the face of all those things, so you cave. No more, Claire. No more caving. You've just been blanketed with hopelessness. Throw it off. Burn it. Call your angels. They love it when you ask them for help. Despair and hopelessness are blankets made up of overwhelming thoughts. Like, I don't know where to start, let alone have the energy to start. I feel so much better, Lord. There were webs of discouragement and disillusion, real webs of evil material to cause you to back down, break down, pull away, and give up. Oh, Jesus, I am feeling better. That's because I am really with you. I am here, beloved, holding your cheeks tenderly and reassuring you that their days are so numbered. Soon there will be no more. Soon the earth will be filled with the light of the truth and the gospels. Soon. In the meantime, you must keep the standard flying and not quit or back down, no matter how you feel. Oh Lord, thank you for being here. He answered, Thank you for not running away. I know you're tempted to look at the news, but I appreciate your self-control and obedience. It means all the world to me. Father God began speaking. Oh, sweet daughter, collapse in my everlasting arms and be consoled and strengthened. I long to assist you in your struggles, but some of these things you must tackle on your own so that you may teach others. And you are equipped. Those poor witches. Pray for them, Claire. They walk in total darkness and have no idea how weak Satan and his demons are. They really believe that they are more powerful than my son or even me. It irks them to no end when they can't penetrate our defenses or kill one of mine. They are living in denial, thinking that Satan is more powerful. Pray for them. Truly, they are a pitiable lot. Some of them were lured in because they felt helpless or were scandalized by priests and pastors. They could not forgive. They only thought of vengeance like Satan. Had they forgiven and moved on, I would have supplied them with all the weapons necessary to defeat Satan, and they would now be powerful Christian warriors, defeating all the powers of darkness. There is a dynamic they do not understand. I am not the author of wickedness in those who profess to be Christians. Satan is, yet he calls Christians hypocrites. What is amazing is that young Satanists fall for his lies and think they are joining forces with the good guys, when in actuality, it was Satan's demons that caused that priest to lust after young boys and girls, so he could do lifelong damage as well as have the grounds to call them hypocrites. These recruits for Satan cannot see beyond the cover story they have been fed by him. So, wanting revenge, they join him in his evil ways, not knowing that it was actually Satan's demons who caused that priest to sin and set that young boy up to be violated. And one final word. They haven't yet realized that I have more power, and I draw the line to limit how far they can go in injuring someone. So you see, Satan is not all-powerful. I clip his filthy wings millions of times a day and say, this far and no further. When Satanists finally get it, that they are utterly helpless against my will, when they really get it, they may consider joining me, but for all the wrong reasons. It is not until they are utterly defeated by my power, such as the young woman who arrested James Kowalya, Satan's general over Uganda, that they finally break and run to love, something Satan pretends, yet does not in the least bit possess. Father God continued, you witches of Peñasco, Rockwall, Pueblos, and Taos, remember this. When you have reached your end, I love you and will forgive you if you come to my son repentant. Satan is merely an angel that fell from grace, but Jesus is the Almighty God of my Trinity. And the fact is, I have seen all your evil deeds, but I still love you and want to forgive you and have you in heaven with me. So when you are at your end of your end, remember this. I love you, and I will forgive you.